kidnapping is often one of the top 10 headlines here in Kabul. It's a lucrative business now, with sons of wealthy families being the main targets. The 15-year-old Abdul Rafi is the latest victim. He was on his way to school when kidnappers snatched him.
They first forced me into their car and blindfolded me. Then they kept me in a very horrible place. They just gave me one glass of water every day.
And soon, the ransom calls started. Kidnappers wanted $500,000 within 24 hours. It was not easy for Rafi's father to raise such money. So he contacted the police. And these policemen quickly found the criminal's hideout and rescued Rafi in a night raid. Rafi is very lucky. He's now back with his family.
Whoever commits kidnapping in Kabul, the police will try to find their hideouts within 3 or 4 days. Our police are much more experienced now in dealing with kidnapping cases.
Kidnapping has turned into a serious threat to people of Kabul. Some win their lives back, but others are shot dead by criminals when their demand is not met.
Kabul is a bustling city full of businesses, and with a population of around 4 million, this city is also affected by ethnic and political violence and huge wealth gap. The rich here do all they can to keep a low profile and protect their children from kidnappers. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.